Well, it's 36 degrees here in Traverse City, 42 degrees back home in Detroit. The high today in Detroit will be 64, the low 41. We're at 42 degrees now, as I mentioned. The high in Traverse City will be warmer than Detroit, with a high of 68 and a low of 34. 36 degrees now in Traverse City, 42 degrees now in Detroit. So we're happy to be here, happy to be in a place where certainly the one and only Mr. Steve Courtney is here. And there is a statue of Steve somewhere here in the square, wherever the Traverse City Square is. Steve Courtney cut his teeth here as now our WJR sports analyst. And he is here. Why are you looking at me like that? He is here, isn't he? Oh, okay. Tony Butler's looking at me like, we've got a problem. Generally, you don't know when there's a problem, but I just pointed that out. But anyway, yes, you are here. I hear you, Steve. And our Spartans had a tough time again this weekend.
Yeah, very quickly, while you're there in an amazing Traverse City town, go to the UNI Lounge downtown. Mention my name, Paul, and you'll be escorted out. Update.
Sean Beligian, who's also standing by, warned me about that. I had not known that.
Yeah, well, it was just one of those things. This update brought to you by the wonderful folks at Bill Brown Ford. Why don't you go see my good friend Matt Garko and the hardworking team at Bill Brown Ford, located right around the block from me here in Livonia. Bill Brown has been supporting and giving back to the community for well over 100 years. Get your next vehicle from Bill Brown Ford. Visit BillBrownFord.com. Now, during the Spartans' magical season a year ago, 11 wins, they never had consecutive losses, let alone three in a row. That is exactly where the Spartans are right now, falling at College Park to the Maryland Terrapins 27-13 on Saturday afternoon. Peyton Thorne, 27-44 for the Spartans, 221 yards and one touchdown. Jaden Reed led MSU with a season-high 7 receptions for 61 yards. Meanwhile, Terrapin QB Talia Tagovailoa completed 32 of 41 throws for 314 yards and one touchdown. Herein lies the problem. The Terrapins with 489 yards of total offense, the third straight opponent, knocking on 500 yards of total offense, at times just way too easy. However, we'll point out, it was 21-13 at the half. The game's still in the balance. Michigan State coming through with 75 yards of offense in the second half. Not to mention along the way, you had a missed 34-yard field goal, a field goal that was blocked, and a missed extra point on a bad snap. When you're trying to get yourself out of a funk, you can't afford those kind of mistakes. Mel Tucker telling us afterwards that he's experiencing anger, frustration, and determination. Does not get any easier for the green and white. They will play host to those Ohio State Buckeyes at the Woodshed Saturday afternoon at 4.
Boy.
Yours truly with a tailgate show getting underway at 1.
And along the sidelines.
Yes, right? I will do the tailgate and then make my way to the sidelines. Your Wolverines, Dub, fared a little bit better. Number 4, Michigan, knew that 5 of the last 6 top 5 teams who played at Kinnick Stadium were beaten. No worries. They're able to get past Iowa 27-24. Blake Corum rushed for, well, he did what Blake Corum does, 133 yards and a touchdown. J.J. McCarthy threw for 155 yards and a score. Iowa, by the way, came into that tilt leading the nation in scoring defense, ranked 6th in total defense and rushing defense. Michigan had 327 yards, including 172 on the ground. Up next for the Maize and Blue will be a little how you doing in Bloomington, Indiana with the Hoosiers. They're 3-2, 1-1 in conference play. Now,
let me tell you, beating Iowa in Iowa is a big deal. It's a big deal.
Oh, listen, I have been to Kinnick, and I've said this before, and a former Wolverine great had a great description. It is the Bermuda Triangle of college football venues, because it is an odd place to play. I can vouch for that. Sean, I know you're there, my friend, and I'm going to make a bold statement and see if you agree. What we witnessed yesterday at Ford Field, and I know This is a strong statement. Could have been the worst defensive performance by a Lions team in quite some time. And you go back to the defenses under Matt Patricia, they were woeful. But this was unbelievable. You know, going in, the Lions allowing a league worst 31 points per game. Had they done that, putting up 45, they would have won.
Did Seattle ever have to punt?
No punts.
No, and that was the first time they were able to pull that off in their franchise history. So, again, we are back to a situation where teams are able to accomplish things that they have never done before. Geno Smith threw for two touchdowns, ran for a score in the first half, and quite frankly, the Seattle Seahawks never really had a worry after that because the Lions just couldn't stop them. Rashad Penny, 17 carries, 151 yards, two scores. It is really turning into a disappointing deal for Dan Campbell and the Honolulu Blue and Silver, who, by the way, at 1-3 right now, they will go to New England to see Mr. Patricia, Bill Belichick, and those Patriots. Patriots lost to Green Bay yesterday, 27-24. They are also a 1-3 team. This update brought to you by Pain-Free Life Centers. They've been providing real pain relief to thousands for over a decade. No drugs, no injections, no surgery, and no side effects. Go where Darren McCarty goes to treat his pain. Your consultation and first treatment are free. Visit PainFreeLifeCenters.com to learn more.
Yeah, we're at the Traverse City Tourism Office. You can get information at TraverseCity.com. I can tell you this. The sun is shining. The birds are singing. And everything is beautiful as we continue on WJR at 7:58.